Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk Major League Baseball. So let's do G-Money Sports.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team.
All right, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and we're talking Major League Baseball. Right now, the teams have played in the All-Star game, and now they're in the second half of the baseball season, and the standings are the teams are working toward the playoffs, and this is what the current standings of the leagues are. The American League, the New York Yankees are in first place, the Houston Astros are in second place, the Toronto Blue Jays have come up from fifth place to third place, and the Seattle Mariners are still in fourth place, and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays have moved to fifth place. So that's the standing for the American League. And now let's go to the National League and talk about what's going on in the National League. Well, in first place, we have the Los Angeles Dodgers. The second place, we have the New York Mets. The third place, we have the Atlanta Braves. The fourth place, we have the Milwaukee Brewers. And the fifth place, we have the San Diego Padres. And that's the standing for the National League. As they're jockeying for position for the playoffs, they have about 2 months left in baseball. So they're playing their hearts out, and they're trying to move into a position where they can qualify for the playoffs to see who's going to be the top two teams playing in the World Series. So that's Major League Baseball right now on Monday, August 1st, 2022. All right, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So I'm running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do?
and I'm running, and I see a gang fall, nothing drops in my outfield, and out of nowhere, my frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from?
Living room flow, play Nintendo with seasonino. Pick up my phone, say pop a lot home. Sex all night, mad head in the moon. Spin my beat, smoke all my weed. Tattoo on TT, saying V-I-G. Now check it, you wanna be my man, squeeze, baby. Don't you, you wanna give me what I need, baby. Won't you, picture life as my wife. Just think, full left, make fat, exit, old mix. Bracelet to match, conversation was all that. Showed you the safe combinations and all that. Guess you can say you's the one I trusted. Who would ever think that you would spread like mustard? Shit got hot, you sent fed to my spot. Took me to court, tried to take all I got. Another intricate block, the bitch said I raped her. Damn, why she wanna stick me for my paper? My mosquito hole, my Versace, Hachi. Come to find out, you was fucking everybody. You knew about me, the fake ID. Cases in Virginia, body in D.C. Whoa, always me. That's what I get for tricking. Came out on bail, commence to ass kicking. Licking the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Disrespect my clique, my shit's imperial. Fuck around and made a milk box material. You feel me? Sucking dick, running your lips. Cause of you, I'm on some real fucker bitch shit.
Grab a seat, grab on your dick as this bitch gets deep. Deeper than the pussy of a bitch that speaks. This dick feel sweet and this a duper seat. Young bitch from the street, guaranteed to stay down. Used to bring work out of town on Greyhound. Now I'm billboard bound. Niggas press to hit it. Play me like a chicken, thinking I'm pressed to get it. Rather lose a killing in the stick up just. Rather count a million while you eat my pussy. Push me to the limit, get my feelings in it. Get me open while I'm coming down your throat. You wanna be my main squeeze, nigga, don't you? You wanna lick between my knees, nigga? Don't you wanna see me whipping your three down the ab? Blow up spots for bitches because I'm mad. Break up with fear, lick shots in the air. You get back and start swinging everywhere. Me shifty, now you wanna pistol with me. Pull out your nine while I cock on mine. Now what, nigga? I ain't got time for this. So what, nigga? I'm not trying to hear that shit. Now you wanna buy me diamonds in Armani suits. Age of Venezini and Chanel 9 boots. Things to make up for all the gang and the vibe. Hallmark cards saying I apologize. Is you with me? How could you ever deceive me? The payback's the bitch, motherfucker, believe me. Nah, I ain't gay, this ain't no lesbo show. Just a little something to let you motherfuckers know.
I'm trying to get with you.
Fuck bitches, get money. Fuck niggas, get money.
I was working at a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me, and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids, and some other people showed up, and he came back. And he said, no, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack. So I said, okay. I said, kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes. And I walked into the office, and remember, the windows are all painted. So I'm in there, and I ask the man, okay, what kind of cigarettes you want? And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on the lake in Henderson. I'm looking down off of Henderson. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin. And their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock and the lights on Red Rock.
I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. That's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
There was a man speeding on the highway, and the highway patrol officer saw the man speeding by, and he said, oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. So he took off in pursuit of the driver, and he thought to himself, I'm going to stop this man, and I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he has a good excuse, I'm going to let him go. So when he caught up with the man, he said, sir, can you tell me why you were speeding? And the man said, well, I saw the highway patrol car, and it reminded me that my wife had run off with the highway patrol officer. So when I saw the red lights come on in my rearview mirror, I knew that you were trying to catch up with me because you were going to give my wife back. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I'm not doing home here. What's up, Las Vegas? Hey, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. And everybody, I got the best radio show on the planet. So everybody can listen to the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories. All right, well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I just want to give you the update on the story clip that we talked about right after we did the baseball standing. I was playing outfield, and the guy, they had runners on the other team on second and first base, and the guy hit the ball, and it went over my head. And I was running for the ball, and I was trying to catch it before it hit the ground. And the runners on base took off running because they thought the ball was going to drop in the outfield. But my left fielder came out of nowhere, and he caught the ball over his shoulder. He made a miraculous catch. Well, the runners, the runner that was on second base, had rounded third base and had run home and scored. And the runner that was at first base had rounded second base, and he had rounded third base, and he was on his way home to score. But when my left fielder caught the ball, they had to get back in the base path, and they had to run back to their original bases because they had to tag up before they could leave the base to run to advance to another base. So the guy that was on first base had to run back onto the base path, and he had to run to third base, and then he had to run to second base, and he had to run back to first base. And the guy that was on second base had already scored, so he had to get at home plate, and he had to run back to third base and run back to second base.
Well, my outfielder had caught the ball, and he flipped me the ball, and I threw it to the shortstop, and the shortstop threw it to the second baseman. So we got the guy out that was supposed to be at second base. We tagged him out, and we threw the ball to first base, and we got the man that was on first base. We got him out. So it was a triple play. Yes, and we won the game. And my team went undefeated that year playing softball for Phi Beta Sigma, the fraternity softball league. We won first place, and we were undefeated after that play. We won the game. So that's the outcome of that great catch that my line brother made coming out of left field. And after he caught the ball, he tossed it to me, and I threw it to the cutoff man, which was the shortstop, and he threw it to the second baseman and threw it to the first baseman. So we got a triple play, and we won the game. That's the ending of that situation in that clip that we played for your listening audience, just so you guys know how that story ended. All right, well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I guess I have another story to share with you. I want to share the outcome of the gas station situation. I was working at the self-serve gas station, and a Mexican dude came in and tried to rob me. And he took some cigarettes that I had sold him, and he brought them back because the kids had gone into the cigarette room and got the cigarettes for him. So he came back, and he brought the cigarettes, and he told me he wanted me to go get his cigarettes. So I told the kids to sit back and watch the booth while I went in with the man to the station to get the cigarettes off of the office wall, because all the cigarettes were on a panel on the wall. And when I turned around, the man had a knife in my face. I'm a third-degree black belt, and I was thinking about taking the man out, and he looked like he was kind of drunk, and I thought maybe I could whoop him, and I could just solve the crime right there. I'll take the knife from him, and I'll beat him up, and then I'll call the police, and I'll solve the robbery. But I thought about it. I was like, well, I didn't have any money in my booth. I had dropped over $300 down into the safe. So I didn't have any money for him to rob me for. And I was like, I'm not going to get cut trying to save $25, because that's all I had in my safe. I said, nah, I ain't going to do this. I could take him out with some karate moves. I could hit him with a left hand and kick him in the nuts and roundhouse him with the left. I said, I could do all of that. But I said, nah, I don't need to really take the risk of possibly getting cut by that knife. Because it was a big night. So I was like, nah, I ain't going to take the chance. I'll just give him the $25 and let him run off. So that's what I did. We walked back to the booth, and I gave him the $25 that was in the booth. And he took the money and ran off. But he ran down the alley, and when he was running down the alley, one of the kids that was working with me had gone to get help. They went to get their fathers, and they went to get their big brothers. And one guy, he was coming with his big brother, and they were coming through the alley in the truck, and they almost hit the man in the alley. And they said, hey, man, you got to watch what you're doing. You're running through the alley. You got to watch for trucks and stuff coming through the alley. And they said, man, you almost got hit. And he stopped in front of the truck,
and pulled his coat back, his shirt back, and he showed them that he had a gun in his waistband. And then he closed his jacket and he ran off. So the guy in the truck, him and his little brother, they came back to the gas station to ask me if I was all right. And I said, yeah, I was okay. You know, it was no thing. I could have taken him, you know, but I didn't want to risk getting cut because it wasn't about me saving the company $25. You know, shit, they got insurance for the $25. So I wasn't worried about him running off with 25 bucks. I'd rather have my life. And I didn't want to get all cut up. So I was like, it's okay. And they told me, they said, do you know that man had a gun on him? And I was like, what? Oh, no, I didn't know that. Oh, so I started shaking. I was nervous. I was like, oh, man, he had a gun on him? Oh, I'm glad I didn't try to let my ego take control of the situation because I was really thinking that, hey, you know karate, G. You can jump him and take the knife from him, and you can spoil the crime right here. And I'm so glad that I didn't decide to be Superman and jump on the man and solve the crime, because I might have got shot. Oh, my goodness. I'm so grateful that I took a second thought about the situation. And I thought, well, it's all right. They're insured for $25, so it ain't a big deal. I put the $300 in the safe, so they didn't lose anything. The company only lost $25. So hey, I saved them money. But, woo, just to think that that man had a gun in his waistband, if I would have punched him and then taken the knife out of his hand, oh, wait, he could have just shot me over a pack of cigarettes? Over $25? Oh, come on. Woo-wee. That's how my life goes. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and that's how the situations in my life turn out. Thank God I didn't try to get bold and be a hero, because I might not be here today to tell the story. All right, back to the radio show and more in a minute. Oh, yeah, okay, back to the radio show.
There was a lion, a duck, and a chicken that went to lunch in a restaurant. And they walked into the restaurant and sat down at the table. And the waitress came over and asked him if they wanted to order. He said, can I take your order? And the lion said, yes, I'll have a chocolate shake. And then she asked the chicken what he'd like to order. And the chicken said, I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich. And then the goose said, I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich. And then the waitress went back to the lion and said, are you sure you don't want to eat anything? And the chicken said, hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, you think we'd be here right now?
Friday, hey, 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 we chill outside, Ashley Jones, I'm the shit with it. I'm striked out, slick with it. Like he phony and a click with it. He suck a MC, better know about it. I make your girlfriend whore about it. I make a motherfucker know about it. Somebody better tell him. Cock it back, hit a lick with it. Keep it working, drop a brick with it. Walk a block, serve a nick with it. Rip a brand new whip with it. Up on the floor, you ain't no look at a girl and come equipped with it. She picky, dicky, lick a lip with it. She thick, thick with it. Jump, stomp, twist with it. Make them frat with it. Tie the club up, champagne, campaign with it. Party people, do your thing with it. I get to it, y'all. I get the fun, then I split with it. Natural born money maker, nitty grit with it. Huh? I get rich,
we
y'all.
We fly sideways.
We do 100 on the highway. Thank God for Friday.
Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street, is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom, and we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
and we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
There's a thrift store called Marty's Mart, and it's run by the Reformation Lutheran Church, and they have women's clothes, and they have men's clothes, and they have children's clothes. And so if you go down there, you can get a good pick of clothes to wear so that you can be warm during the cold weather that we're getting ready to have. And it's located at 1219 South Main Street in Las Vegas. And they're open from 10 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they're open Monday through Saturday. And you tell them G-Money sent you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world on 7 continents. So I have the best radio show on the planet. I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short story that I want to share with you before we get to the main feature story of the day. All right? There was a convent. In South Central LA, and somebody had donated a limousine to the convent. And so they had put it in the garage, and they left it in the garage for like 4 or 5 months. And then one day they took it out of the garage and parked it on the front of the street. And then the Mother Teresa, the oldest nun in the church, she asked the other sisters in the convent if they wanted to go for a ride in the limousine. And they said, yeah, sister, we want to go for a ride. And sister asked them, do either anybody have a driver's license? And the sisters looked at each other. They said, no, sister, we gave up property and poverty and all of the other personal things when we became a nun. So we don't have a license to drive. And so sister said, well, I have a license. I will drive. So they went out and got in the limousine, and they drove downtown to the Los Angeles Mission downtown.
And when they went downtown, they got out and they were preaching the word of God to all of the missionary, all the mission people that were downtown. And they fixed some food, they barbecued, and they fed a lot of the people in the downtown mission. And then they gave away clothes to the people that didn't have any clothes. They took clothes from their charity and gave it away to the people at the that were downtown at the mission. So later on in the day, they packed up their stuff and they were driving back home. And they were driving on the highway and they were doing 91 miles an hour. And they got pulled over by the highway patrol officer. And he asked her, he said, "Sister, do you know why I pulled you over?" And she said, "No, sir, I don't know why. I'm following the laws of the road. I'm doing 91 miles an hour, just like the speed limit says over there on the sign." And he said, "Sister, that's not the speed limit. That's the highway you're on. You're on Highway 91. And she said, "Oh, I didn't know." So then he walked back to the back window and knocked on the window, and the nuns rolled down the window in the back seat. And they were all, they were sweating, and they were shaking, and they had tears in their eyes, and they had put the seat belts on, and they were holding themselves real tight. And they said, "Thank you for slowing us down and stopping us." And he said, "Yeah, what's the problem?" He said, "Do you know that you guys were speeding?" And one of the nuns said, "Yeah, sister was doing 215 on the 215. Oh, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, now it's time for the featured story of the afternoon. This is a story that I recorded for your listening pleasure. So DJ, Papa D, I want the audience to sit back and put their feet up and put their heads back and relax and get something cold to drink and get some chips or some snacks, something to snack on while they listen to the story that I recorded for their listening pleasure. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for their listening pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show and some music in a minute.
You know, I was working, going there every day, getting there at 7:30 in the morning. And it was a good time. I was happy with my employees. The girls all loved me. The employees were really good to me. And then we did a pep rally. So what they did was they said that every department in the hotel was supposed to do a skit. And the winning skit would get a day off with pay. Well, my boss, my assistant controller, came to us and he said, "I got an idea. Let's all dress up like females and be cheerleaders." And I'm thinking, man, that's an old idea. They always want to dress the men up like women and want to have them be cheerleaders. I didn't like that. So I told him, "No, that was an old idea. Let's do something else." And nobody else had an idea, so I came up with an idea. I said, "Well, let everybody dress up like cheerleaders, except we'll have one person to be a calculator. So we'll put a giant box over his body and put a roll of toilet paper to go down the back of the box like a calculator. And we put a bunch of numbers on the front like you're pushing buttons on a calculator. So everybody dressed like a cheerleader except for the calculator became my assistant controller. He became the calculator. And then we had somebody, which ended up being me, was a character we called Mr. Money. And he was the main money man for the accounting department. He handled all the money. And we played the songs by the OJs for the love of money. And I wrote a poem for each of the members of my office to recite a line from the poem describing their position. And all of the lines ended with accounting department, rah, rah, rah. And they would holler. And the calculator was supposed to be the leader of the cheerleaders. Well, my assistant controller was the leader. He was the calculator, but he didn't like the position he got. He thought it was a little demeaning for him to be the calculator. And I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green polo shirt and all green baggy dress slacks. And, of course, I wore some brown color shoes that matched my green slacks. And I had a black Dracula cape, and my cape was long. It went all the way to the ground, and I could hold my arms out, and my cape would be a half circle. It was full. And I had Devo glasses on. I had white Devo glasses that were sunglasses, so they were tinted black. And then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out. And my boss, the controller, had given me a handful of dollars. He had given me a handful of money, like $101 bills. And I had a couple of fives, and I had a couple of tens, and I had a couple of twenties. So I came out, and I'm dancing to the music, and we had judges that were judging the contest. And they were the president of the Marriott Corporation, the assistant vice president of the Marriott Corporation, and the controller for the Marriott Corporation. So these were the three top executives in the Marriott Corporation, and they were the judges. And so I would come out, and I would kiss the money in my hand, and I would count the money out, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man, accounting. And I would laugh and everything, and then I'd count the money in my hand, and I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my fives and my tens and my twenties and my fifties and my hundreds? What do I want, a dollar? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience, and the people would dive on the floor to get them dollars. And then I'd go and I'd count the money and I'd raise it up and I'd go, ha, 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 and I'd laugh and I'd walk around and I'd count the money again and I'm kissing the money and everything and I'm playing to the money and I'd count it again and I'd pull out another dollar and I'd ball it up and throw it in the crowd. And people were just going crazy. They were like, oh, man, this guy is crazy. And then I'd walk over to the judges, And I would act like I was going to give them some money. I'd count out like $10 or $20. And I'd go to hand it to them. And then when they reach for the money, I'd pull it back and laugh. No, you don't get me money. This is mine. I'm the accounting money, the money man. I'm the money man. And I would laugh, and I'd walk off. And we ended up our skit with me saying all the lines from the poem that I had written. So I went to the podium, and I got on the microphone, and I read the lines from the poem that I had written. And everybody, after I read a certain part of the poem, they would say, accounting department, rah, rah, rah. And that would be the climax of our story. And I was like, yeah. And after it was over, the winner was the chefs, because there was more chefs than anybody else. So they ended up coming in march two by two, and they came in marching to the Saints, except they're saying, oh, when the chefs, oh, when the chefs, oh, when the chefs come marching in. And they sing that song, and they ended up winning the rally because they had the most difficult job, was to put all of them together and to be able to come up with a skit which unified their whole department. So all of the chefs ended up getting a day off with pay. And that was the end of that show. And after the rally, I was walking with my boss, with the black controller, and we were going to lunch because he would come and get me, and we'd go to lunch. And everybody that would see me was like, what's up, money man? What's happening, money man? What's up, Mr. Money? And everybody just recognized me in the whole hotel. I was the star. And every time I walked with my boss, everybody would ask my boss, did he hire me because I'm a good accountant or because I'm a good actor? And everybody would go, wow, that's Mr. Money right there. And the girls would come up and they'd kiss me, and the guys would come up and shake my hand. I was real popular as we walked through the hotel going from department to department. When I was checking all the registers, and I'd be with my boss, and, you know, everybody was commenting on how good I played the role with Mr. Money. So it was a real good situation. But what I didn't realize at the time was that my assistant controller was feeling neglected. He was feeling lost. Because he was my boss, but I was getting all the accolades. And nobody had gone to him to handle any problems in the office, because I always believed that everything went to chain of command, which means that everything stopped at me.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Self, Warren Warrior, Anthony Wyatt, and his little brother Lewis Wyatt, Ricky Holloway, and his little brother Bernard Holloway. When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., every other day I was going to Hollywood on the bus. And one Saturday, I got together with six of my friends. And we got on the bus on Western, and we rode to Hollywood. Now, we went and sat in the very back of the bus. And Anthony sat on the side of the bus by the back door. Now, Anthony is my buddy that danced on Soul Train when he got older. So, Anthony was about 5'8". And he only weighed 100 pounds. And Anthony decided he wanted to bring his ghetto blaster. So he was listening to the radio as he was sitting there. And when we get into Hollywood, three sailors get on the bus. And two of them were white guys, and one was a black guy. So when they got to where they were getting off the bus, the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony then let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio. Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock, and Anthony was not giving it up. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid, but he wanted that radio. And the guy punched him about 20 times in the face. Oh, 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 oh. And he hit him over and over again. And Anthony was holding on to that radio for dear life. He did not let it go. And so eventually, the guy realized that Anthony wasn't going to let the radio go, and he tried to get out the back door. bus driver had pulled over to the side of the street and was sitting there. The soldier was trying to get out the back door, and the bus driver wouldn't open the back door for him. In fact, I looked up at the driver, and he was looking in his rearview mirror, looking at us. Looking at us. Because I guess he was thinking, well, if I don't let him out the back door, you guys can jump him. And six of us. So he was thinking that we were going to be able to jump up and attack the sailor and get even for all of the blows that the sailor gave Anthony. But like I said, we were just kids. So we just sat and watched what was going on. We didn't move. When he saw we weren't going to do anything, the bus driver eventually opened the door and let the sailor off. And the sailor jumped off the bus and was caught up with his other sailor friend. And when they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. Like, Gregory, how come you didn't do anything? And I'm like, what was I gonna do? That dude was big. Plus, he's a soldier in the United States Navy. I'm not messing with him. And they said, but you had your nunchuck. But I didn't bring it to fight with anybody on the bus. Because you can't swing nunchucks on a bus, because they're rails. You swing nunchucks and you hit the rail. So I couldn't fight with anybody on the bus with my nunchuck. Anthony was kind of disappointed because nobody would take up for him. But we told him that we weren't going to look after him, that we told him not to bring that radio, and he brought it anyway. So after that, he carried that radio proudly as we walked down the street to go to the movies, and we went to the movies. We got ice cream and pizza, and we had a good time. And then he turned the radio on while we were walking down the street, getting back on the bus to go home. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And he still didn't let the radio go.
I'm Gregory Girard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me
putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
I want to let you know that on Friday we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show, and we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on
563-999-3560.
That's how you can listen to the radio show, and you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation, and we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, and broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a short joke for you. There were two men sitting under a tree. One man was reading the newspaper, and the other man was typing vigorously on the typewriter. And a lion showed up, and he ate the man that was reading the newspaper, and he left the other man that was typing alone. I guess carnivores know that readers digest and writers cramp. Oh, I'm G Money, the Pimp Cabby, and if you didn't know, now you know. There were two men that were walking through the jungle taking pictures of the animals in the jungle, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. They were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees, and they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground, and they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, "What are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the other man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, let's play a song real quick to an audience. While I'm sitting back and thinking about it, let's play Candy. I believe in candy. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Street don't have girls on Post Street.
look, and I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. She said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a tender.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said the bums with the knock in their neck are not women.
It's a gender.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh my God. And I was like checking them out.
It's a gender.
And these girls were smiling at me, and I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a tender.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dick, you know it's a man. But you might be fucked. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her. And we became good friends.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet. So tell a friend, tell everybody, for them to pull up Gregory's Stories. And welcome everybody to Gregory's Stories. I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So tell all your friends to come listen to me live on the radio because I'm entertaining everybody. Now, DJ, what about time check? What's the clock on the wall say right now? Time check, DJ.
Yeah, I got you. It's 4:26 p.m.
All righty then. Sounds like it's time to shut the show down. I got to go. I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? So I got to shut it down until tomorrow at 3 o'clock when we'll be back on the air again for another hour-long show of Gregory's Stories radio show. So, before we go, I want to play a song, but before we play a song, I want to shout out all of the followers, my friends, and my fans that are celebrating their birthdays today. Today is Monday, August 1st, 2022. So, DJ, do we have any birthdays that we can shout out today for my fans and my friends? Frats and sores.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, we have some birthdays today. Happy birthday to Rodney Tate, who's 55 years old. Happy birthday to Lynn Kennedy, who's 47 years old today. Happy birthday to Marlon Smith, who's 80 years young. Happy birthday to Sonia Hardiman Ladner. Happy birthday to Joshua Solik, who's 32 years old today. Happy birthday to Aaron Washington, 56 years old today. Brian Johnson is 47 years old today. Latrice Freeman Dockery has a birthday today. Happy birthday to Don Pye, who's 63 years old today. Romando Stewart is 47 years old today. Gwen Harrington Harris has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Gwen. Happy birthday to Sheila Johnson Jones. Happy birthday to Rhea Chris. Happy birthday to Tiffany Waite. Happy birthday, Mighty Success Lori. Happy birthday, William R. McBride Jr. And last but not least, happy birthday to Ray Vieira, who is 61 years old today. So happy birthday to all my lions, especially the ones who are born today, August 8th, 2022.
Today's August 1st, DJ. You blew the date.
Oh my God!
August 1st. Today's Monday, August 1st. I finally got him, people. He always corrected me, so I got him. I got him on one. And he's a Leo. So we know Leos aren't perfect now, aren't they? All right. Well, I want to sing happy birthday because I'm featuring a song for all of the birthday people, all of the Leos, and all of the people that are celebrating their birthday today. And my song goes like this. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. May you have many, many more. Happy birthday to you. May you have many more. May you have many, many more. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a lion and you act like one too. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. May you live long and everlasting life. And may God bless you with the unity and the peace and tranquility in your life. May you live a long, peaceful life. And may your life be life ever abundant for the rest of your day. So, every day is a good day. A good day today and a better day tomorrow. Yes, we're wishing you well on your birthday today. And all of those that are celebrating their birthday in the month of August. It's summer is almost over and school is ready to get started again. So now we got students from the Ukraine that will be attending school with us all over the country. We will have students, new students, in your classrooms. So help them learn English because they're going to come over and they're going to be speaking Ukrainian to you. So be patient and help them learn the language so they can be your best friends. Because I think Ukrainians going to come over here with some money, y'all. I'm thinking that we're going to get some rich friends in the neighborhood now. All right. Well, that's the end of the show. But I want to play one song before we get out of here. And the song is, I'm a comedian from L.A. I worked from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I tell jokes about fat men that drink beer everywhere. So DJ Papa D, play that song for the listening audience. And then we're going to pray. And we'll be back for more. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, because I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed
We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care. Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star.
Come on now.
And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show, because I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-G-Money. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know, and if you didn't know, ask somebody. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth.
I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.